As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
James! That was sweet!
Hit it! 42 for Kyrie!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Intercepted! Picked up by Cooper DeJean!
Just hearing that back, what goes through your mind?
It's crazy. It's crazy. Still doesn't feel real to me.
Where is the football?
Hopefully one of our equipment guys has it.
Earlier on the show, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, comedian Chris DiStefano. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. And, you know, not to get too deep to start this hour, but when you meet somebody in Los Angeles and they come to your house, and they come to your house in the pouring rain, you just become BFFs. You know what I mean?
Almost immediately.
Almost on the spot. Yeah. So the fact that Chris DiStefano is coming here, yes, he's got his new Hulu comedy special, Hulu. Chris DiStefano. Hulu. It's just unfortunate to promote. It's available on Hulu, which is available on Roku. But Chris, you came here in the rain, and I that is, that's like, we should like have a blood bond right now. You know
and
what I mean?
We do. Okay. Here's why we do. First of all, I came here in the rain. We were talking off air.
Yeah.
I felt the vibe in here immediately because what we all have in common here, everyone who works for this show,
yes,
we're all original 13 colonists. We're all New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Yes. And what I do is you're not going to get in the way of freedom for me as our founding fathers didn't let freedom get in the way of them. I said a little rain's not going to stop me from getting on this show and talking about what needs to be talked about is that the British are tyrants. And I'm,
by the way, still a hot take though.
Still a hot take. You know, every time I see a person walking towards me in a red coat, I punch him in the stomach. And that's how I am. I'm Chrissy Freedom, Chrissy Constitutions. And it's just, no. And you know, dude, and I got to just be honest with you. This shirt, first of all, this shirt that I'm wearing right now, I had another shirt that I was going to put on, a much nicer shirt, but it had a ketchup stain on it when I took it out this morning, and there's nothing you can do. So I said, you know what? I'm going to come in with my shirt from that I bought in Zara at the Staten Island Mall.
Did you really?
Where you're from.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and anyone who's talking crap right now at home saying Chrissy D is wearing a shirt that's inside out, it's designed to look like it's inside out, but it's actually on the right way. So say that to my face, and you'll get punched, especially if you're from London.
Wearing a red coat.
Coat.
Don't
I'll
you
pop
dare
you, dude.
Approach this man in a red coat.
Don't do
unless
it.
You want what's coming to you for the last 250 years.
That's it. Give me Rich Eisen or give me death.
Yeah. Who knew? This is a very Schoolhouse Rock, odd Schoolhouse Rock way of starting this show.
That's how we roll, dude.
This hour.
We're in here.
Is that really from the Staten Island Mall?
Dude, the one thing I won't do on this show is lie to you.
Okay.
This is from the Staten Island Mall. Shout out to Staten Island Mall. Shout out to Verrazano Bridge.
The number.
How much does it cost to cross that now?
Dude, it costs about $19 to cross that puppy.
The shirt is less expensive.
Seriously. It's so expensive to cross the Verrazano Bridge. Or you can just drive with an American flag outside your car. You get in for free. That's the type of people Staten Island are.
That's who we are.
I will tell you, I could tell you what color Staten Island boat is.
That's so funny, man. This guy.
That's the eye, baby.
Yeah, no, that's right. I used to have a thick New York accent.
Right.
It's gone now, pretty much. Unless you cut me off in traffic, then it'll come out.
It's unfortunate. Why? We'd like to get the accent back for you.
You know what? It just sometimes slips back in.
Because now, because you've lost your accent so much that now you just sound like a woman from Staten Island.
Janet Rossi in 4F.
Yes. He's lost it.
I can't finish
this. Don't finish.
Oh, yeah. But, dude. But now you're out here. You're living in L.A.
Yes.
And we lost another one. We lost another crew. One. We lost you. You guys should be back on Varick Street in the old studio with Artie Lang.
Nice.
And we need you to come back to New York. We need you guys back there.
I can go back.
I want you to come back.
It's like slipping into an old shoe.
At least do a week in New York. What are we out here by LAX? What are we doing?
That's pretty fun.
So what is just unfortunate? What's so unfortunate, Chris?
Well, to be honest with you, I couldn't think of a title for the special.
Yes.
And I kept watching the special back, and I said, every 5 seconds, it's like I have a tick. I'll do a joke, and I'm like, it's just unfortunate. And I said, I'm going to name it It's Just Unfortunate. The Hulu people were like, is that really what you want to name it? I said, yeah. And they said, what are you going to do when you go on your press run and you have to have like a story for the title? I said, I'm just going to tell the truth, because that's what the founding fathers did. So I'm just going to tell the truth and tell you.
You can't tell a lie like George Washington.
Exactly. Yeah. My daughter named my last special on another network that rhymes with Hetflix.
Yes.
I had another special.
Yes.
And she named that one. She was 7 at the time, and she named it Speshy Weshy. And I was like, all right, I like that. And then when I asked her this time, what do you want to name this special? She said Speshy Weshy 2. And I said, well, we can't think of a better name. And she was like, I can't think of anything. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to call it Just Unfortunate. But it's also, too, like the state of the world, I guess. I don't know. But it's not. Everything's positive. Here's the truth, folks. I'm getting a little sick and tired of people out there online saying that America's not number one by a landslide. Make absolutely no mistake. This country's number one by a landslide. And I'm talking to you, Greenland. We'll take you.
I had no idea you'd come in here and smack talk Greenland, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm telling you. And I want to be the first comic to do a show in Greenland.
Okay.
I want to do it because my girl's Puerto Rican. My whole family's Puerto Rican. My wife's Puerto Rican. I love being Puerto Rican. So for me, it's like that's who I love. I love the people of like anything that's a U.S. territory. I want it.
I see what you're saying.
So Greenland
is. Okay, so I was about to say, I don't know how many Puerto Rican individuals are in Greenland.
They're the Puerto Ricans of the Arctic, and we want them.
I had no idea. Okay.
Yep.
You know what I thought was just unfortunate, Chris, is your take on you can root for both the Mets and the Yankees at the same time. Now, that's unfortunate. Sir.
Here's the truth, folks.
Did you really mean that? Here's when you were on Rogan's podcast, you said that, and I saw that, and I'm like, get out of here.
I did. Well, first of all, when you're on Joe Rogan's podcast, you're on DMT or mushrooms or some type of psych. You don't even know that you're on it. You just walk in and,
Noted.
He's got ayahuasca going through the vents. So you say wild stuff there. But here's how I feel. Okay, first of all, born and raised in New York, all right, in Queens.
Yes, indeed.
My parents were divorced. You could tell by my overall, demeanor. I come from a broken home. And so my dad got thrown out of the house all the way onto Staten Island. My mom hurled him in the divorce. That's how much he lost.
Wow.
He got thrown onto the island. So we hurled him onto Staten Island, and I stayed in Queens. But my dad's such a great dad. Born and raised in the Bronx, so he was a diehard Yankee fan, of course.
Yes.
Son has to be Yankee fan, but then my mother's here in Queens being like, but we're from Queens, the Mets. So I always had this little civil war going on inside of me. But then I said, you know what, I'm going to be, Yankees were in the 90s. I was a kid, impressionable, winning, Yankees. Then as I get a little older, all my friends are Mets fans growing up in Queens. I'm the only odd guy out. And then what happens is then it gets personal. Okay, here's the thing. You can yell at me out there. Maybe you're honking your horn. You're saying this kid's got an inside-out shirt. He roots for both the Mets and the Yankees. I hate this kid. And here's the difference is I, with comedy, got to a point where I actually got to meet and become friendly with the family that owns the Mets. They're comedy fans, so they're always in the comedy clubs.
Now, is this the Wilpons?
The Cohen family. Steve Cohen owns the Mets. Owner of the Mets.
Uh-huh.
So I started going to games, and they started, I did a comedy show for his birthday party. I bombed in front of the entire Cohen family. That's another, somebody hit me with a scallop. It's a whole thing.
Hold on.
I bought... When I tell you, I bombed in a way like you can't imagine in front of Steve Cohen and his family at his family birthday party, but it was so, it was one of those bombs that it was so bad that they kind of, we all just started laughing about what a mistake it was to have a comedian. And then I guess it just ingratiated me with them. And now we're like friends. And so.
That's how bad you bombed that it worked.
Sometimes it did a reverse. It got so bad that it actually turned out good. And so he actually told me, he said, I will give you money right now to stop. He's like, what did my wife book you for? I told him the number. He goes, I'll double it right now if you stop right now. And I said, done.
That's how he signed Juan Soto, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, so this is the thing, though, too. And I don't, and here's the thing. Here's what I was getting to. The Yankees, right? I'm a New York guy. I'm always about New York first.
Yes.
Okay? I'm New York first. I don't subscribe. I don't like, you know, the Cowboys or the Red Sox. Fine. But I'm New York first always. And
right.
I'm really about wherever you're from, that you should be a fan of that team. Like,
yes.
My father's not going to trust you if you're from Boston, but you're like, I like the Yankees. He's going to be like, you're a traitor.
Yes.
I want you nowhere near me.
Correct.
So for me, though, it got personal because the Mets took me in, ingratiated me, all that. And then I start going to Mets games, and the people at the Yankees start telling me I can't do both.
That's correct. Chris, that is correct. Let me just interject here, because your story, first of all, it tugged at my heartstrings to start.
I'm here to tug you, Rich.
Thank you. About your broken home. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
And that the person I see sitting here in an inside out looking shirt bought from the Zara on the Staten Island.
Yeah, with
mall,
cargo pants.
That you have emotional scars.
I do.
Okay, and I understand that, which makes sense that you would have some sort of a delusional sense that you can choose between neither the Mets and the Yankees when it's all said and done, mm-hmm. that you root for New York, like, you know, you're handing out pamphlets outside of Empire State Building,
right.
All that sort of stuff. Hey,
right.
go ride the ferry.
Right.
You know, go see the Statue of Liberty. You're Mr. New York.
Right.
You have to choose between one or two. I'm sorry,
Chris. But the thing is,
and I understand it. You're friends with Steve Cohen. By the way, that would make me a Mets fan on the on the spot.
Right.
He's a very rich man.
That's
He's very influential.
That's what I'm saying. Right away, if you were friends with them, and then the Yankees start, like, you know, kind of treating me like a second-class citizen, then it becomes personal. And here's the other thing that happened. You ready for this?
Sure.
I go on the field, right, with the Mets, owner, family. They bring me on the Yankees-Mets, right? Me in Yankee Stadium. Uh-huh. I'm a guest of the Mets. Beautiful thing. On the field. Love it. I'm with my stepson. Big baseball fan. We're having a good time.
Yes.
My stepson goes and tries to, you know, put his hands on the dirt. Uh-huh. Right? Hand in the dirt. Nice.
Uh-oh.
Right? The Yankees security runs sprints over and starts screaming at my stepson. Like, in his face, to the point where I was like, you're this close to getting freaking 1-2. You can't talk to him like that.
How old is he?
13.
Okay.
And, you know, I said, you can't, like, he was screaming at him. And then the Cohen family, who I was with, were like, hey, you know, it's okay. Like, we're the owner's family in the Mets. And then the security guard starts yelling at them. And I said, what the hell? So the Cohen family then, because, you know, my stepson was upset, they gave him a jar of dirt from Citi Field. And they said, this is for you.
Oh,
so I said, so now it's personal. So now it's personal. And then I got to be honest with you.
This.
And this is just, I don't have any proof of this, but do you know in the rumors when Juan Soto signed with the Mets over the Yankees, and there was a rumor over there that said there was a security guard that disrespected. Yeah. I guarantee you, if it was this guy, got in our face, I was like, bro, you are close right now. I mean, you're so I might backhand you. Like,
well, the red jacket
would have been over, right, Chris?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, red jacket.
I think you learned the hard way.
Right.
The only 13-year-old who's allowed to touch the Yankee Stadium mound dirt is Danny Almonte when he was really 16.
Wow. That's it. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the only
13-year-old. Yeah, or Jeff Lamar when he's reaching over and stealing a home run.
Damn straight. Don't forget yourself.
Yes.
Although due respect to your stepson.
Right.
But, you know, you could see the Met fan in the corner.
Can't see him because he's in the worst placement you could possibly be in the studio.
I know, but there's TJ Jefferson, our resident Met fan.
See, TJ, right?
He accuses me of being a spurned lover.
Spurned lover.
Because
Chris,
I've
never seen a man so mad about a comment. Like,
well, the comment, the comment I had that Juan Soto said that infuriated me is that he signs with the Mets.
Right.
Okay. And I understand he might have been disrespected by this you know, clearly angry individual.
I don't know what this guy's problem was.
Okay, well, exactly.
Yeah.
That he said that it's a Mets town. New York is a Mets town.
Okay.
And now, I mean, come on now.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, Chris.
It's not. It's not a Mets town. But I still do love the Mets. But I'm going to be completely honest with you here, folks. It is, I mean, it is the opposite of a Mets town.
Exactly.
It is 100% a Yankees town.
Correct.
But that's okay. But so that's wild to say. But I still, if I was him and this security guard disrespected, if the way they talked to my stepson, they talked to his family, I'm not signing with this team.
Yep.
So I respect it. But yes, Juan Soto, it is not a Mets town.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you can understand why he said
then
it, right?
Then he shows up like this.
Yeah.
You know, like, look at me. I'm the biggest Met ever,
right.
You know, and I'm in a Mets town.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. That wasn't, and it's wild because Juan Soto is absolutely ripped, but he just looks like he has the body of my dad in this picture.
We have no idea. What happened? I think Bleach Report. Do we have the other one too, Mike Hoskins?
Yeah.
Where he's looking for it, because we noticed the original photograph.
Yeah.
Somebody made the belly look bigger.
Yeah. Right. That's Mets fans. Yeah. Yankees fans. Yeah, trying to.
I'll show you your Mets town, you fatty. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Like, fatty. Here's what I will say, though. This, for me, only applies to baseball.
Yes.
I am a New York Giants football fan.
Okay.
I don't hate the Jets, but I'm not. I don't go hard for.
That's understandable.
Right.
That's different.
What I'll say.
Knicks,
I'm a
Nets,
diehard
different.
New York. No, well, no, here's the thing. New York Knicks.
Yes.
I'm a diehard New York Knicks fan. And
yes.
I got to be honest with you.
Yes, sir.
If you are the Brooklyn Nets, okay, if you're from New Jersey, you're exempt, fine. But if you're an adult that's a Brooklyn Nets fan, I need you to stay away from me and my family. There's something a little weird about you. Brooklyn Nets fans are either for people who know nothing about sports, okay, people who are a little weird and creepy, or children. If you're an adult and you're sitting here looking at me saying, I root for the Brooklyn Nets, I'm going to say, I'm going to call the FBI. There's something I don't like about you. Or you know absolutely zero about sports.
You're right.
The Brooklyn Nets, I don't know why they're there. It's like either stay in New Jersey or just merge and become the Knicks. Just be the Nets Knicks. Nobody cares about them at all. I mean, I get offered Brooklyn Nets tickets all the time. Why would I go?
You don't even know who's on the team.
No, dude, you go to the Knicks games.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I actually don't know who's on the team. Even when Durant was on the team, it didn't make a difference at all in our city. We were like, okay, the Knicks are not playing well. That's all we care about. We don't care that Durant's on the Nets. If he was on the Knicks, we would have stopped traffic.
Yeah. Go watch Cam Thomas play and stop by the Erewhon on the way home.
Dude, it's like, stop it.
In a very nice section of Brooklyn.
That's it, dude. But I love my Knicks.
They're playing really well.
I mean, come on, dude.
Karl Anthony Towns.
The best.
Has been phenomenal. Jalen Brunson is one of my favorite Knicks of all time.
Dude, and he's
I'm with you.
This team is, I mean, I know the 90s were the 90s, that Knicks team. But I personally think, I know, I was listening to sports this morning, and they were saying that the Knicks can't come close to the Celtics or the Cavs. And I was like, I think actually they can.
Let's see.
I really do think
they
can.
Let's play it out, man.
Yeah.
Let's hope everybody's healthy and OG Anunoby comes back from
100%.
Whatever's ailing him right now, and the All-Star break can fix it all up, and let's go.
Yeah, OG's got the best legs in the business. Look at OG's calves.
What do you mean?
His cat. When you see him up close, his legs are. He's like Saquon Barkley.
Are you going to Madison Square Garden calf hunting, or what?
Yes, dude. I am. I'm a calf hunter. That's my category.
Maybe that should have been the name of your special.
Is it too late to change it?
Calf hunter would be amazing.
Calf hunter.
Amazing Chris name for a step.
Calf hunter.
That's awesome.
He's just Chris, going to Madison Square Garden, peeping OG's calves.
Yeah.
Chris, you turned into Johnny Drama looking at Lamar Odom's calves from Entourage.
Yes. You know? Dude, that's what I do. That's really what I do. I mean, honestly, I saw the Knicks-Lakers a couple of weeks ago, and I just couldn't stop looking at LeBron's waist-to-shoulder ratio. I was like, this guy's put together. This guy, LeBron, he's in shape. The kid looks good.
Yeah, he's not a kid.
He's a mate, jacked. The thing is, you know how it is. If you remember from New York, you get called a kid until you're in your late 90s. Everyone's just a kid.
True.
So, but LeBron, you know, it was amazing to watch him. I mean, I've never seen a guy that put together. Perfect. Perfect human being.
And then the opposite of that, I think we did find the Juan Soto photographs. That was from BR, from Bleacher Report walk-off.
Yeah.
Look at that. That is, and then the original. Look, see? Less. And then somebody went Bartolo Colon, and then
so
Soto.
Good. I mean, rule number one is you don't throw a baseball jersey over a turtleneck. You know? We learned that day one.
Give me a break.
What are you doing, dude?
Certainly not in New York, where it's a friggin' Mets town. Yeah. Get out of here with this
dude,
nonsense.
I can't. Yeah.
I can't have it.
You can't come to the press conference dressed like a psychiatrist. The turtleneck on.
Steve?
My head's too big.
Physically
dumb head.
You're talking right now?
No. Talking to my head.
It's the shirt.
Think I look good?
It's the shirt.
It is. Shout out to Staten Island Expressway.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Shout out to Staten Island Expressway.
That's my life. That's what I grew up. But when I went to the Staten Island Mall, the garbage dump was still open across the street.
Yeah.
Are you guys aware of the world's largest garbage dump?
It's on Staten Island. I am aware of that.
It's now since closed.
Oh.
They since closed it, and they're now like sodding over the trash heaps. It's going to be a great ski resort in like 2035.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, you would go to the mall, and you would see the seagulls over the horizon picking at the trash, which if it was blowing, you know, which it always was from New Jersey, it would stink. It was the worst.
It was the worst.
I would grow up, and I would still go to the mall because my grades were excellent. I got free video game plays, in the mall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the Staten Island garbage dump was notorious. That's where the mafia would dump their bodies. That was the spot. And when they started cleaning it up, they had to stop. It took them, because they made it like a park now a little bit. But they had to stop like every 6 months. And the progress, they had to keep delaying the opening because they would have to stop because they found like bones. And then you have to call the FBI. It's a whole process. Same thing when they built MetLife Stadium. That took so much longer because that was where the mob used to dump the bodies.
Dude.
So they had to stop every 10 feet. They're stopping.
I emceed the ground turning, moment in the new MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in the parking lot, the old Giants Stadium. Okay. And I was there, and the governors of New York and New Jersey were there. The owners of the Jets and Giants were there. The commissioner of the NFL was there. They asked me to MC the moment where we're going to just stick a shovel in the ground and turn it. And I said that we are here to break new ground, and we'll see if we find Jimmy Hoffa here today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nobody laughed.
Right.
Honestly, however you bombed at Steve Cohen's birthday party, I bombed worse at that moment.
Right.
The only problem for me is it wasn't so bad that it became good.
Right.
It was bad.
It was just bad. But
I couldn't resist.
Right.
How could I resist?
How could you resist? You got to say it. And then they looked at the shovel, and there was part of a skull in the dirt. And they were like, oh, actually, we have to call the police.
Wait a minute. Chris DiStefano is just unfortunate. At Chris D. Comedy. Check it out on Hulu, which is available on Roku. Jimmy Kimmel produced it. And ChrisDComedy.com for your tour dates. Valentine's Day night in San Francisco. You're heading there now.
We're all sold out, baby, in San Fran. Okay. But if you want to come by, you can stand outside.
Great invitation.
There it is.
That sounds so inviting.
Happy Valentine's Day. Stand outside.
Stand outside. That sounds so inviting. And then on February 26th, New York, a city so nice, they named it twice. Tampa and Orlando in the middle of March. Congrats on everything, brother.
Thank you, bro.
Come on back.
Appreciate it, my friends.
Come on back.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris DiStefano here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back with more. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial in a sec.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon. the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions, so you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits, so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Hey, listen, we are now 203 days, but who's counting, away from the Eagles opening the 2025 season with a banner raise against fill in the blank. And I don't. Did you see what the Eagles' schedule is next year, dude?
Wow, they got tough road games.
They are, well, they the NFC East is playing the AFC West next year.
Yeah,
and the NFC North.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh baby. Oh.
So
very difficult schedule.
They're all on that.
Wow. Yeah, so they're also at, I mean, obviously at Dallas, but at Green Bay, at Kansas City, at Chargers, at Vikings.
Home for the Lions, and you know, I think that's who they're opening up against. I think it's Lions and Eagles
as well. Yeah.
At the Bucks.
Yeah. Really tough road schedule.
First place schedule.
Yeah.
And the year for the NFC East is it rotates in conference and out of conference. Their out of conference division that they're playing is the AFC West.
Yeah. Oh. And at Bills as well.
And in conference is at NFC North. And they play the Bills because you always take on a first-place team, if you're a first-place team, in somebody else's conference. That's the 17th regular season game, if you will, that's been added.
Right.
And that rotates as well. And next year it's the AFC East for the NFC East. So the second-place team and the third-place team play the – so I guess the Dolphins would play the Commanders, for instance. For a 17th regular season game. The Eagles.
Yeah, Dolphins play Commanders.
The Eagles have a really tough schedule next year.
Well, they should.
Well, I hear you.
They're the best. Used to have easy ones after you guys.
Because wouldn't you say the toughest division in the NFC is the NFC North, right? I think we've all agreed on that, despite two teams making the playoffs in the NFC East and they played each other for the conference championship. I understand that, but I'm talking top to bottom, with all due respect to the Dallas Cowboys, who are very close and not in a drought. You know, and then the AFC West, you've got the defending champs of the last 2 years there. Crazy. Oh. Well, I bring all this up to say that while we're waiting for that season to begin, what's the words for it? We're bored. You know, there's a nice combine in the draft to keep us all occupied.
Yep.
And then we'll find out when the schedule comes out, when the Eagles play these teams and on what channel and things and what order, right? I mean, the schedule will come out in May. The reason why I'm bringing this up is on occasion there will be just a tweet that sets things a frenzy because we're bored.
Well, we're waiting.
Thank you, Judge Smales, to make my point. So today, why was Trevor Lawrence trending morning, Christopher? You even sent the
tweet
to everybody in our text chain as well.
I was bebopping around and this morning coming down and I saw that Trevor Lawrence was trending. I'm like, oh, that's odd. Why is he trending? And, someone named Ryan Burr, no relation to Aaron.
Are you sure about that?
Perhaps.
What about Bill?
Said that the Steelers had contacted the Jags about Trevor Lawrence, and they're trying to work out a deal. And I'm like, what? So then I came in, and I was like, maybe we should do a top five of, outrageous possibilities that may or may not happen offseason.
And I think it's a great idea. And then I immediately came up with one, but Tom Pelissero threw complete cold water hour, saying the Steelers have not made a single phone call to Jacksonville. And on top of it, Jacksonville does not have a general manager to field these calls right now. And Liam Cohen didn't take this job and leave Tampa in the lurch to take the job just to start from scratch and trade Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
So I immediately said, let's not do that top five. Oh, wait a minute. I thought actually it's even better to do this top five now. Top five most shocking possible offseason moves presented by Hyundai.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right. These would be the top five most shocking potential offseason moments. Number five involves Myles Garrett. Now, Myles Garrett, as we all know, says, I want out. He came to our show first at the Super Bowl, which was great.
That was great.
And, it was great to have him, and he was very honest. And apparently some of his people were also very honest as they were being driven away from our set. At any rate, that said, long story short. Myles Garrett then went on ESPN and said what he said on our show and even tripled down that he wants out. And so number five on this list of most shocking possible offseason moves is Myles Garrett willingly stays with the Browns.
Ooh.
That would be shocking.
It would.
It would be like, well, what was that all about then? You know? I don't think this is going to happen. I think he's going to get his way. He's going to get out, and we will find out. So it would be now shocking if he stays. Not if, he's traded to, I could give you fill in the blank. That would be shocking. And I know, any AFC team would be shocking. But he staying would be the shocker. Number four on this list. Another big-time trade that would come out of nowhere, right? How about the Seahawks trade DK Metcalf to Pete Carroll?
Oh.
Who then goes ahead and signs Russell Wilson and gets the gang back together to cook in Vegas.
I really like that one.
Huh?
I really like that.
How about DK goes to Vegas? They could use him. You're hearing all this conversation that maybe DK isn't as...
I think he's available.
As solid in his footing in Seattle. JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba was phenomenal last year. Doesn't play the same type of football as DK Metcalf. But what if DK gets traded? Pete Carroll says, I'll take him, and hooks him back up with Russ. And they cook for Tom Brady.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be shocking? You like that one?
Silver and black. Let's attack.
Okay. I like it. We just, the possibilities alone.
Black and gold. Here we go.
TJ, what do you think of that one?
Just win, baby.
Number three on the list.
TJ, be a Raider fan.
Now, I know, we're looking for our Luka trade here, right? In the NFL. We're looking for the Luka trade.
Yep. Absolutely. Out of nowhere, shocking. Is this fake?
Trevor Lawrence being traded to the Steelers would be a Luka trade.
That'd be pretty shocking.
Right? That certainly would be Luka level. Well,
the Luka level would be if they trade TJ Watt back to Jacksonville, right? See what I mean? You're talking AD and Luka.
Just cooking.
Well, guess what?
Let's cook.
Not going to happen. But on top of it, number three on this list is any starting quarterback gets traded to anyone. Okay.
Any
quarterback who started significant games last year.
So that could be like 40 total.
Or Stafford. You know, name anybody. Yeah. Gets traded to anybody. That would be shocking.
Baker.
So what would be more shocking
Kyler.
Than that? What would be more shocking with that than that? These two. Number two on the list, Sam Darnold leaves the Vikings and willingly does so to sign back with the Jets. Could you imagine if something like that happens?
No. Seeing ghosts.
No. Well, yeah, we would be.
No, I can't.
Ooh. We would be. The ghosts of Jets past.
Right?
Aaron Glenn tells Sam, things are different here, guys. All right? I've got a contract here. I'm the guy. I'm not going to be. I'm not googly guy Gase. I have a lot more tenure here and standing here than Todd Bowles, who is the head coach who drafted you. I'm not Saleh. I'm not going to. You saw what they just did to Saleh. You know what, he's not going to fire me in the middle of the season, just one season in. Like, that ain't happening. Yeah. So it's different here. Come on back, Sam. That'll be pretty shocking. Number one. This would be as shocking as it gets. And the fact that it's in the realm is shocking alone. Number one, Micah Parsons sent packing.
Ooh.
If that happens,
DJ.
Let me just repeat this. If that happens, it would set things off.
Settle down just a little bit.
It would set things off. You know what I'm saying?
That would be Luka level shock.
Yeah.
State of Texas again.
Yeah.
I don't think Dallas people could handle
that
happen. Like,
could you imagine that Micah and Luka get traded within weeks of each other? But and Micah's already tweeting at Myles Garrett to have him come to Dallas and be on the line with him.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Jerry pays both, but Micah knows what he's talking about. And that would be the five most shocking.
There's less five.
All right. Nope.
You think we need one more?
Mike.
All right, we'll get one more.
I mean,
drop happy.
Just act like I'm a squirrel looking for a nut.
Oh, hold on. You want squirrels?
One of my favorites, the squirrel.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Here's one more. Aaron Rodgers does, in fact, as you know, move on from the Jets. And he does so. For the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know how this would happen.
I mean, this would be...
I don't know how this would happen. I don't know why it would happen. Maybe it would be... I don't know why it would happen.
Because we joked about this last year. Like, that's what would happen. Then
that he truly does follow... He does truly follow the Favre plan. First ballot Hall of Famer as a Packer. Use the Jets as a transfer portal to go to Minnesota. But... Rodgers does not have the same grinding axe as Brett Favre. So, I don't know how it would be, but Skol Aaron Rodgers is the one more.
Here, coach.
There you go.
That would be...
Did I come up with any... did I miss anything? I kind of covered all the quarterback bases by saying any starting quarterback gets traded to anybody. That's one of them.
I can feel it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We haven't had a coach head trade in a while.
That's over. There's no coaches being traded right now in 2025. That's not happening. It would have happened by now. It's not happening. You know? There's no... I mean, I would say that the Titans trading the first overall pick would not be shocking.
Really?
Not like these. Oh, not like this.
Though. What about Tyreek back to the Chiefs?
Well, I mean, that's just an alternate universe. Like, that's not happening.
Wow.
That is so not happening.
A pack of texts and like, hey.
What'd you say?
Mahomes could be like, yo, bro, we need you.
Yeah, and no, that's... Okay. Hey, listen, you. In all seriousness, let me ask you this question. Chiefs take the field week one 2025 season with Mahomes, a healthy Pacheco, Travis Kelce back one more time. Hear me out. Hollywood Brown... A healthy Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy year two, and they draft some dynamic kid.
That's pretty good.
You can go to work with that, don't you think?
They need better running. They need better running backs. But yeah.
What if one of the guys that they added is a running back? Yeah. What if they re-sign? They give a little wetting of the beak to Kareem Hunt. It's Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, a third dynamic offensive player, maybe there or wide receiver room. You could do a lot worse, no?
Yeah, true. Yeah, but I think for them, we all kind of see that offensive player needs to be on the line. I think Mahomes can make anyone work as a wideout, but if he ain't got time,
31st overall pick on the best offensive lineman. Second, third round picks on these. What if they get one of those Ohio State running backs in second, third round?
Yeah. What if they sign a free agent wide receiver? Like I said, with a Cooper Kupp.
My Coop. By the way, right?
Why not?
You add him and then you draft another one?
If they're going to let
Are we good with this if you're the Kansas City Chiefs? You're the one who acquires Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
You're the one who also then drafts one more weapon for Mahomes by hitting the line, maybe in free agency and the draft, too. What do you think? Are we on board or what?
They lost two games.
Exactly.
Not that far, people.
I know.
Like for everybody,
but
like,
they got their
praying for their downfall and throwing dirt on the grave already, man. They're far from dead.
They're not gone. You know? They're not going anywhere.
By the way, my Coop at home looked at a mock draft on NFL.com. I think it was Chad Ryder.
Did I send that one to you guys?
No, but Coop saw it. He wanted to look at some mock drafts before going to sleep the other night. God bless my youngest son. Dad, can you read me a mock draft? At any rate.
Papa?
No, that's my daughter who's Papa. My God.
It's like when TJ says it.
Like it's Oliver Twist in my household.
TJ to repeat it.
Listen.
I did say Chad Reader's mock top 10.
Chad Reader, right?
Yeah, I did say.
Okay, so long story short is I'm in the third round with him, and he, as you know,
they got three rounds
some of them go full seven.
So
I'm only seeing first.
As you know, he has been taught, he's been raised well in our house.
Mm-hmm.
All three of my children know there's two teams you root for, the Michigan Wolverines and whoever plays the Ohio State.
Facts.
But he also understands when you go to the next level, all bets are off. He saw Travion Henderson as a third round selection by the Patriots, and he's like, "Oh, Dad!"
Oh, I got really excited at that too.
He's like, "Oh, Dad!"
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Yeah, that would be that'd be pretty good."
Yeah, I think Pats have two third rounders. I think Isaiah Bond was the other one.
Oh yeah, you
Texas,
saw that.
I saw.
There
I was
you
like,
go,
oh, baby.
There you go.
Now we're talking.
All right.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll be wrapping up this show and get you ready for our Friday program when we come back on the Roku Sports Channel. But right now on the Infinity Sports Network, Rich Ackerman with an update. Rich.
I can say to my new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, hey, find a keto-friendly restaurant nearby and text it to Beth and Steve. And it does, without me lifting a finger. So I can get in more squats anywhere I can. One, two, three.
Will that be cash or credit?
Credit. Four.
Galaxy S25 Ultra, the AI companion that does the heavy lifting so you can do you. Get yours at Samsung.com. Compatible with select apps requires Google Gemini account. Results may vary based on input. Check responses for accuracy.
This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places. Between payroll, your tax consultant, and the IRS. If your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
What is going on with you, Jim Brockmeyer and Brett Musburger?
This is my Musburger face. No, you can't put that to bed, Rich Eisen. You know why you can't put it to bed?
Okay.
Because he's a punk. That's why. Brett Musburger is a P-U-N-K punk. The man is a thief. Okay? Brett Musburger is a thief.
How so?
Stole my line.
What line was that?
This is for all the Tostitos. Remember that? This is for all the Tostitos. Remember when he said that? Everybody in the business, no, it's not funny. Everybody in the business knows that was my line, but he went ahead and used, that's what I always yell when I climax inside of a woman. Or when I'm just, when I climax all by myself. Musburger knew that was my line. He used it anyway at the BCS title game. And ever since then, now I have to yell out, Ruffles have ridges. And it's not... It's not the same thing. So verdict, what's the verdict of all that? What did you take from that?
He's a punk.
Musburger's a punk. That's right.
Here is Brent Musburger. How are you, Brent?
Hey, Rich. Rich, I'm great. Listen, you guys, you and the producers, you deserve, oh, man, a pat on the back. I'm so proud of you guys for trying to help resurrect little Jimmy Brickmeyer's career. We all know the problems. We all know the problems that he had in the past. But if anybody can help Brickmeyer, it's you, Rich.
Yeah, well, he says that you stole all the Tostitos from him, Brent. Is that true, or what do you know from back
no,
in the day?
No, I got paid. I got paid by a company to drop the name. I got free Tostitos for a week. What are you talking about?
Okay.
What's he talking about? You know? The man's delusional. We know he's got mental problems, the breakdown, you know. It's really interesting as we started VSiN here in Las Vegas, and Brickmeyer was having trouble getting a job. So he called our executives and, you know, I got to be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. Don't tell anybody this, but we always talk to prospective announcers just to get an idea. Do they really know anything about sports gambling, or are they just pretending? And I got to tell you, our general manager, he interviewed Brickmeyer and asked him about a three-team parlay. And our boy, Jimmy... Mm-hmm. He thought that was two hookers with him in a Morristown hotel room. You know, Jesus, we would have loved to help him out, Rich, but we just can't. I wish him the best. He's so delusional. And listen, let him go at it. Okay. For all the Tostitos, baby.
It doesn't get any better than... Didn't we get Costas in as the third man to try and... make the peace between Jim Brockmeyer and Brent Musburger.
All Tostitos, baby. Yeah.
And that's one of the best drops in the history of our show. You know? So, there's that. Does it stop raining?
No. It's going to rain till like
I just
late tonight.
It's coming down.
I think today is pretty bad. Today's the worst.
It's till tonight.
Chris DiStefano coming here in a rainstorm, man.
Yeah, that's big.
That's commitment. Commitment.
Yeah.
Because in L.A., it's like, I can't go out. It's raining. I'm serious. Around this country, that's what happens.
I don't want to go to the store when it's raining. That's a block away.
Yeah. Look, squirrels are looking for nuts right now.
That poor. I'm saying, Rich.
There's the map right now if you want to take
it. Wow. That's a lot of colors. It's like the Super Bowl 1560 here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. By the way, the top five most shocking possible offseason moves was presented by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Jim Nance, by the way, you know what? Let's do that tomorrow. We'll get deeper into that. He's on What the Football. We've got a whole bunch of real estate tomorrow. He wants the Tush Push band.
I agree.
We'll discuss that later on.
Everyone still
check that out. Your No Contest Wrestling pod is posted, correct?
Yeah. Yep. That came out yesterday.
With Roxanne Diaz.
She was awesome, man. It was awesome to, you know, get an interview with someone who literally is going to be the future of the wrestling business. So it was pretty cool.
Fantastic. We like that. Same thing with No Contest Wrestling. Covering the wrestling business.
I would hope so.
CW.
Out of face.
I'm trying to get good at this interviewing thing.
The Jim Jackson Show is out with Ramona Shelburne talking about the Lakers.
Momo.
Lakers getting it done again.
Lakers.
They did not get it done again.
They did.
They got house last night.
I know. Fifth. They're fifth in the West going into the All-Star
Run. You know, when we talk basketball and we put it on YouTube, a lot of people always claim that, you know, you guys don't know basketball. And one guy was telling me how wrong I was because the Lakers defense over the last 2 weeks, he gave me all these stats, Chris, they went out and let Utah score 131 on them.
I don't care what people say.
Because it's engagement, Rich. I'm engaging. I'm telling. I'm sharing this. I'm not.
But their engagement with you to tell you that you suck and you don't know anything is completely empty engagement. It's like zero calories. It's nothing. It's gluten free.
Because I enjoyed being able to tell that story and then saying that they gave up 131 points.
That was. They don't care about your personal welfare. They don't. So don't pay it any mind.
Bro, you say that like I sat at home and cried about it.
Yes.
Yeah, TJ thinks it is a badge of honor.
Jimmy in San Antonio. Let's take Jimmy. Jimmy, what's up, Jimmy? We got about a minute.
¿Qué pasó?
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey. Okay. TJ, Rockman, I'm pairing you guys against each other, but it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
In the words of Chris DiStefano from Queens / Staten Island / Mets Yankees, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Nice.
Micah Parsons traded to the Patriots for the 4th-round pick, and the Cowboys take Travis Hunter.
Oh. Are you in?
No.
You're not in?
No.
Well, you don't pay. You don't have to pay. And then you don't have to pay.
Bingo. We don't have to pay Micah.
You know?
I'm not in either, because then we have to pay Micah.
What do you care?
We can just take Abdul Carter on a rookie deal.
I mean, that makes more sense for them.
That's true.
There's possibilities, I think, for both franchises. Travis Hunter comes to the Cowboys. Deion's back in the fold. Micah is a legend. We're in the era of the Luka trade, so it won't be a big deal anymore.
Let me kick it up a notch in the spirit of the city that we just left. What if the Cowboys trade Micah for Travis Hunter and they go and get Myles Garrett and pay him?
How about the Cowboys trade this year's number one and next year's number one to the Browns for Myles Garrett? Then Micah works out a deal.
I'm in.
Let's do that.
All right. I'd rather do that. I was stupid. Sorry.
And then they pay everyone else 5 cents with what's left over. Thanks again, Jimmy. That's Jimmy in San Antonio. Always interesting meeting him.
I'm just saying. That's what I want.
All right. We will chat the rest of our audience. We'll chat with you on Friday.
Pew, pew.
Wealth building expert Candy Valentino paves the path to success.
I'm sorry, you're a human with a heart and lungs. There's no price tag that you can put on a service that you offer. And everyone that I know, every entrepreneur, they all have one common goal. You want to strive to be like the Ritz-Carlton of your industry. Do the work, take the time to really understand and master these things. It's really essential to your path for success.
The Candy Valentino Show. Time to invest in your future. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.